As soon as Juna cast off her city clothes, it was the trepidating moment of metamorphosis. The piano slightly out of tune, the forest vibrations, the odor of perspiration swelled the mood of excitement born in this garden of costumes to the accompaniment of whisperings and laughter. When she extended her leg at the bar, the ballet master placed his hand on it as if to guide the accuracy of her pointed toe. Stepping off the bus at Montmartre, Juna arrived at the center of the ambulance fair, and precisely at the moment when she set her right foot down on the cobblestones, the music of the merry-go-round was unleashed from its mechanical box, and she felt the whole scene, her mood, her body transformed by its gaiety, exactly as in her childhood, her life in the orphanage. She remembered the day that her dream broke into singing and became a monologue set to music. The day when the dreams became a miniature opera, shutting out the harsh or dissonant sounds of the world. She remembered the day when her feet became restless in her prison of lustreless leather, and they began to vibrate in obedience to inner harmonizations. When she kicked off her shoes and, as she moved, her worn dress cracked under her arms and her skirt slit at the knees. Festivities of nature bathed them in gold and anesthetized their suffering.